is entering the conference.
Did you get to witness last week?
Oh, yes, last Wednesday, yeah. You know the lady.
No, the problem is you go there at 10 o'clock, right? And you don't get called until 11:30 and then...
No. This was pre-fair to the faculty. The person that was late was the judge herself. In other words, we were there before even the courtroom door opened. Scheduled as the hearing at 9:30. We were there already at 9:15, and I already had to talk with the lawyer across the street and everything else. And then she came in, and but then he opened the door a little after 9:30. She didn't come in yet. Came in a few minutes later, but we sat till 5 to 11. I was on the witness stand again. What? The question of visitation. You know, with a divorced couple, unfortunately, the wedding was a get, and it also was a, you know, this question of the woman is Shomer Shabbos and so forth, and he's not, and the question of how she trusts him with the kids. So my job was to explain to the opposing lawyer all about it, and he was, of course, antagonistic, you know, trying to... he was battering away at all the, from the very beginning, at all Teresh of Iksav and Teresh of Alpeh, and Chachamim, besides myself and other rabbis, so it's okay. I've done this before. It's not the first time for me. That's all.
Huh?
Her lawyer a fellow David Levy from what's the name of their firm is Berger Schatz or whatever, they're over there across from the Daily Center. He's a bright fellow. And all, not exactly a full fellow, but more of a civilized type of a person. So he was very alert to see that the fellow shouldn't crawl all over where, and the judge also. The judge made remarks. He says, "What is this?" How she interrupted once. Is what does this have to do with this case? Before the lawyer even objected. The black judge, a lady. So later, after I left, they had their lawyers with the judge had to go on further, whatever they discussed, none of my business. And I got a note yesterday from the lady, of course, thanking me, which is nice. And she said they have a concluding hearing and decision on May the 3rd, which I don't have to participate as far as I know. So that's that.
Our situation was one side, two on the other.
Well, all the cases that I've been involved in Chicago, whether in the formal courtroom setting or at mediation at DePaul, have been in these cases, where I've been the advocate for the Fung party vis-a-vis the non-Fung.
Right.
Generally, across the table was sitting a reform or conservative rabbi for the other party and the mediator in between. That's the way it used to work out. So, I've heard it all.
It could be done, but can't be done.
Well, but who sits there on all these cases is the county advocate, the guardian for the children, a lady. She was in this courtroom too, all the time. She was there before also, every time. So it's under the aegis of the court system. Good afternoon.
How do you do?
Now, good night, Pesach, everybody.
How do we discuss it?
We're going to discuss the Shiloh, and sometimes it might not seem like a Shiloh, but it's something you have to be aware of.
Yeah.
I presume that this is on. You might have heard the previous discussion too. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the night of Pesach,
yeah.
And we'll see how far that mitzvah Achila is and what is included in the kiyum of that particular mitzvah. As we say, a dark in the brain in the throwing. I've seen various throwing that dealt with the Shiloh. And the question that comes out, according to many, that it might be a machlekes of the shining, of how we understand the particular mitzvah. But we'll start with the Rambam. You have there on your first sheet. You have the Rambam there. So, it says the following, Rambam is Perek Shishi, Halacha Aleph. First of all, defining the mitzvah, and there's some language there in the Rambam that has aroused the ha'olas, the comments of Gedalim at different times. So here's the formulation of the mitzvah in the Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvah Saseh min Atero Lechol Matzah Kaleel Hamisha Osir Shenema Be'erov Teichol Matzah. So that's the Ika Mitzvah is eating matzah. In fact, the B'chol Mokom of B'chol Zman at any time. And in fact, you'll see how it spells it out and how in Yiddish parlance for many years how people understood this. V'lo Tola Achila Zu B'Korban HaPetach. This actually has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. Because why is Rambam mentioning that? Because very simply, in the Torah, it talks about matzos and mehorim yavlu, seems to imply that when you eat the Korban Pesach, you have to have matzah with it. So the matzah is tied to the Korban Pesach. In that situation, it is. But what the Rambam is saying now, and that's the way it is, it's a separate mitzvah for itself. That night, whether it's time of Korban Pesach or not, there's a mitzvah sesem in our favor to eat matzah. And then he's saying, a mitzvah called halayla. The mitzvah is called halayla. There's actually some machlekes in the Tanoim about echilas matzah based on echilas Korban Pesach. But the Malazo Ben Azariah says only at chatzos. So they tie that in. You have to eat the matzah before chatzos, just like the Korban Pesach before chatzos. But the mitzvah is called halayla. And avol b'shar ha'regel, what about the rest of Pesach? Is achilas matzah v'shush? What's eichel matzah? What's eichel? Now remember, Rambam is a Sfardi. So what's eichel eireis? You can eat rice, or deichen, or millet, or cloyas, that's really parched grain, which has never been allowed to ferment. Oh, pelos. He used to say the first night, the Esther Nachman Pesach is the Chiyuv and Esther Matzah. Now then, Kevin Essen, Kartoffel, Bulba, potatoes, you don't have to eat matzah the rest of the Pesach, as long as you don't eat hummus. But we're talking here, the main focus of this Shear is not the rest of Pesach, because there's a famous in the yeshiva world, anyone who learned Sofim B'Ian with a Rosh Yeshiva and so forth, that Shita came up, the Gaon Shita, the Uma Gaon says that for the rest of Pesach, you the Ram Yuzal Oshun, you have a Roshush if you want to eat matzah, if you don't want to eat matzah. The Gaon's language, but it doesn't say anything whether you're Mekayim or Mitzvah when you're doing that. The Gaon's Chiddush is that the rest of Pesach, if you eat matzah, you're a Mekayim or Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah, actually, which is inherent in the deen of the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. It's not the Chiyuv of the first night, but it's a Chiyuv all the rest of the time. In other words, it's not a Chiyuv that you have to do it, but it's a Reshush to do it, but once you do the Reshush, you're Mekayim or Mitzvah. That's the famous Shita of the Gaon. That is brought out in Achrenim. But we're not dealing with that Shita now. We're going to deal with what happens basically on the night of Pesach, because from the Lashon here of the Rambam, when he says the following, he says, Misha Ovel Kazayas Yotze Yedei Chavosha. Once he ate a Kazayas the night of Pesach, he fulfills the Chiyuv. But what about any other matzah that you're eating besides the gezayas? Is that an extension of the mitzvah per se or not? In other words, the question how to rephrase it is this: there's a mitzvah of eating achilas matzah the night of Pesach, and whatever matzah you're going to eat the night of Pesach, you're going to fulfill a mitzvah. But the basic minimum, the kiyum, is on a gezayas. But if you still keep eating matzah, you're still doing a mitzvah. You're still doing a mitzvah, being Mekayim, the deen of the Erev Tefil Matzah. So we're going to see how this plays itself out over here. That is the Lashon. That's one Lashon of the Rambam. So it's from, if you stop Pashtus, you're seeing Mishol, Gazayas, Yotzadei Chavosah. That's the end of it. But let's take a look at the Rambam on the other side, there, sheet number 2. There it is. No, that's the Gemara discussion. Well, she was young in Tefil Matzah, does that mean there's a he of Bor Pesach? Then it says, they have Tefil Matzah. So the Gemara brings the one of the clones of Teresh of Alper, called Dover Shoy Beklau. The also don't have him in a cloud, ain't a lamed on a cloud cooler, Ella only on that pot. So the real strength of the mitzvah is that night of Pesach. The rest of it is a question, whether it's like the Gaon would say, you're still fulfilling a mitzvah, or it's tamar v'shush, as long as you don't eat hummus. Now, take a look here. This is the Rambam and the Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. that where he's talking about after you've already fulfilled, that this is where the Rambam is giving the Seder. The Seder of the Seder, so to speak. Is that after you've gone through, for example, all the dinim, let's say, before you have Shulchan Aruch or Shulchan Aruch, you have Matzah, Morah, and you have Kerech. That's what you have. So then you have the Suda. The Acher Kach, Nimshu B'Suda, V'Eichel Kol Ma'ashu Reitzel Echel, V'Sheisa Kol Ma'ashu Reitzel Lishtas. Now, in talking of Achreina, Eichel Mibsar HaPesach, Afila Kazayas, the Ainat Tayim Achlov Klal. You don't taste anything after that. And Pasha, the Gemara says, they should be the Tom Pesach Befi. So, however, we don't have a Pesach anymore. So the Rambam says, if it's Man Hazeh, Eichel Kazayas Matzah, the Ainat Tayim Achlov Klal. The day, say, Hefzik Sudasa, the Tom Basar HaPesach HaMatzah Befi, Shaki Loson, the Hamitzvah, because the Achila there is the Mitzvah. Now, that's a strange sort of a language. If the Rambam just would have said, "Today she hefsik sudasa tam baza peso matzah b'fiv," why does he have to say Shaki Loson the Hamitzvah? That seems to give rise to the point that even in the Achila of the Afikamen, so forth, there is a Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, although you already ate the mitzvah, the kazayas, and the before the suda. So does that mean that there's a he of mitzvah on that or not? Now we do have that's where you have the machlekes of the shining, where the ikar mitzvah of the kazayas matzah is. 2 years ago I gave a shiur on that too, but actually in Pesach, anyway, I have it run off here. Daf Kutov in something that sheet number
four.
Take a look at sheet number four. Daf Kutov. We're talking about the Afikamen and so forth. So you have here Tesis. You take a look up on the left side there where we're talking about eating the Afikamen and so forth. But if you look in the middle of Tesis, there, where Tesis is discussing the nature, what happens when you eat the Afikamen, what is actually happening. In other words, is it Stam a Zecher for the Pesach, where we eat the Afikamen as a Zecher for the Pesach, which in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you ate the Eina Pesach Nechel Ela Asreva. You ate the Pesach at the end of the meal. That's one of the reasons of the Korban Chagiga, it's part of the Korban Shlamim, you really ate enough of the Shlamim and the meat. Because how much did you eat of the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach, that you have to think of a little lamb, and you have a whole chabur, each person has to have the whole apparatus of Kazayas, it's not much to eat. There's Kamat Gornish, how much is there? So, but the klal is, they're not Pesach, Nechal, Ala Seva. The same thing with other inyanim of Kachim, is Nechal, Ala Seva. So what's the nature here of the Afikamen? So Pesach is saying here is because Pesach is bothered about this because according to Bali Tesis, the eating of the Afikamen, that Kazayas, is the Iker Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's what Pesach is pointing out, without going through the entire Pesach here. But that's what Pesach is saying. So Pesach is bad. Look, you made the bracha way back. You made the bracha before the Suda. So it would seem that that first Kazayah should be the Kiyum of the Mitzvah of the Achilas Matzah. So Pesach is saying, there's the following. Ava yohu levoreich ala v'sheina. If you go a little further up before where I underlined it. If you look, the Ika Mitzvah ala v'sheina she bore the Teyoban, the Gan Yehela b'seiv tamata b'fi b'yoysik azayis achor. Vafilu, he nika mitzvah b'achreina, ein zetema. It's no, you're not there. Why? Im ona mevorachim ala v'shein, kedai lifter amata shal achreina. So ein mevorach ala achreina, mishum shal achreina, shemili kesu, because it doesn't seem right that after you stop yourself, you're first going to make a bracha. So we make the bracha earlier. Alo, yohu lavorach ala v'sheina, v'tiftar o achreina, she ikar mitzvah ki depreshis le'el. Like explained earlier. Dipping the mora in the chalasis. The hain to aklein of a hillel, so yekeir matzah utesa b'seif asuda. The hori havi achil matzah, in other words, the duraisa. In kain the tzilas asida, hoyim avorach ala matzah v'eichol, gemay ala seisa boha labrichas matzah ima pesach shibaseif. But he's saying the main thing is, Omiyu lahi perusha the elder, Achiz the boy, Lazar, Al-Shah, Yerokas, Lativo, Rishon, today she avorach ala mora, the Tivul Sheni. That he should be able to make the bracha on the Tivul Sheni. Because there's a whole shaila that when you do the car pass, you say, Bayer Pi Adama. So, why not by mora, you should also say, Bayer Pi Adama. So he's saying that the bracha of car pass, the Bayer Pi Adama, goes on the mora later. And then it's just a Bittas HaMitzvah. In Kain Horinami, Yavzer Kamo Kain ala Subgenin level Bittchila, today Shavur Achilas Masa Lidasev. Mia Lefer Sha'ah Shigamar Achiza in Tor Lazar Shah Yerokas and Lavorach ala Morer the Tivu Rishon Lo'esa Gloha Yotza the Tivu Sheni Or Hinami Avorha Amatza the Mitkila the Yotza the Shel Mat Mitzvah Matza Shel of the Sei. You see that lesson? At the end is the Mitzvah Matza. That's the Shita of Pesach, that the Iker Kazayas, the Kiyam, is in the, what we call the Apikema. The Apikema. Yeah, and we'll see how far that goes, because it might come out, supposing you didn't eat the Apikema. We'll see how that plays itself out. Because according to them, if you didn't eat the Apikema, well, you ate to the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah or not. You have to go back and wash. Or you forgot about it, you already benched. And you have to make a, you have to go do another, do the kaseiver over again. It's a whole lazy, but according to faces, the Nisha Mitzvah is in the Afikamen. And even the Hashbam over here, where I've underlined here, where he uses that language, just stuck in there. Ruadin Ami B'matzah B'zmana Zeh, V'yachashe Yisu Lechol Matzah, Matzah's Cheva B'Achreina. The Matzah's Cheva is B'Achreina. That's actually in the very end. That's where it comes out. So the question is, what is the Rambam saying? Is the Rambam saying that Shachilosam, he says that is the Achila that you have there at the end, which he just said, is that the same type of thing? Does he mean that or not? So that's the part of the question. Of whether the Rambam is just saying that the Ika Mitzvah is the Apikamen, but if you eat matzah, in other words, whatever you ate of matzah, it's part of the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Meaning that you're fulfilling the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, even if you didn't eat it, you have already fulfilled it. You've already fulfilled it. That's the difference between the Rambam and Tesis and the Rashbam. That's in Pashtus, the way they want to say, if you want to learn Pshat that way. Now, I did find that in dealing with this problem, we find also there were Paskim that were going back and forth as to exactly what the situation would be. For example, there's a Sefer they have in three Halakim. It's called Divrei Shloime. It was written by the Chid, and the Chaber was a Odom Godel, a Rav here in America. It was upstate New York in one of the in Woodridge, one of those places. Name was of Shlomo Schneider. So that's why it's called Divrei Shloime. He was a prolific writer in the rabbinic journals, but they gathered all of his Mamorim and Shuvas and everything else together. It was a big bucky. So anyhow, he has a discussion on it, and in one of his Ma'amarim, he mentions in the third chelik of the Sefer, the Divrei Shleima, he mentions the following, where he's dealing with this problem, whether above and beyond the eating of your pesayas matzah, if you keep eating matzah, are you really fulfilling part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah on that note, the erev pesach matzahs? So he mentions that the Beit Hamid says this in Mareches Chometz Matzah Simin Yudalid Reis Yud. He brings in the name the Maral Mipar. Now, people have Haggadahs that have the Maral Mipar. In fact, there are two that sometimes, at one time, they just printed a separate Teirush of the Maral called the Gvuras Hashem in a separate Sefer, which I originally had. Then when they made the expanded edition of the whole Haggadahs Maral with a different source and so forth, that's still the Haggadah of the Maral. It's, anything from the Maral is worthwhile, it has a certain amkus. So the Maral...
One of the Haggadahs of the Maral was forged.
What?
One of the Maral Haggadahs was forged.
That's what the public can mention about the forgery.
Which one is a forgery?
One of the Haggadahs of the Maral was a forgery.
Did I say it? Well, I don't know which one. I'm talking about the Gvuras of the Perush of Gvuras Hashem. Forget about everything else. The Gvuras Hashem is considered an authentic Perush of the Maral. They have certain variations of shutting from the Maral. Maybe that. I don't know. No, I'll tell you what he said was a forgery. I think you're mixing up another thing. The story of the Gelam.
That's
the whole Ace of forgery. Well, I don't know. Maybe certain sources that would try to quote them on that about that. But that's almost positive. There's no remnants in any of the authentic writings of the Maral or the historical background of authentic sources that such a maisa happened with a Gelam. That's all. It really appeared in the 19th century. In the 1830s, somebody came up with this whole thing, and some people have expanded it. I've seen in a Sefer for one of the Hasidic Rabbonim that was here in America, has a whole expansive writing about how he went down on the banks of the Moldau River, and out of the clay he created the Gelam and everything else of that sort, you know? But we don't find anything else mentioned about it. It's like a complete silent thing. Well, they tell the story that the what happened to Gelam, the body, so to speak, whatever it is of the Gelam, when he took out the Shem HaMefevesh from it, is up there in the attic of the Altnai Shul. So, and nobody ever went up there. They say once the Meir Yehuda, who was the century, more than a century later, so that went up there, and they say went up there alone, he came out, he says it was white as a sheet. Now, that's the story. But we don't know how authentic it is. But it's not necessary to go into that. The Maral is the Maral. It's one of the great, special style of Teva Shan Teva, that Gedolim actually became disciples of the Maral without ever knowing it. Like Rav Kook Zal was once asked the following question. And he answered that you should have a living Rebbe and a Rebbe from the past. So he says, who was your living Rebbe? He said that was the Netziv. Because the Rav Kook learned the Voloja, learned by the slave, the famous Gaon Netziv. He was one of the greatest Talmidim that ever came out in that period from Voloja, Rav Kook. He said, well, what about Atayta Rebbe? Part of past, he said, the Maral. And the fact is that someone, that's the irony of it. For example, Rav Huttner Zal from Chaim Berlin, who was a classic interpreter of Maral, where did he learn his style? He learned it from Rav Kook. It was Rav Huttner down from, was a while in Berlin at the time that Yoshe Beer was there and Gran Tavasha was there. Then he came, he was for a while in Eretz Yisrael. And at that time when Rav Kook was alive. and he heard some of the shiurim of Rav Kook about the Maharal. And he learned a derech, an interpretation of the Maharal from him. And that's why he's known for his interpretations, inner understanding of Torah. That's why, you know, in the office of Hutter, the old Chaim Berlin yeshiva, where it was in Pitkin Avenue, Stone Avenue, there was used to hang a picture of Rav Kook's house. In the first sefer of Hutter on Teirat HaNozir, there was a Satskama of Rav Kook. But in the another edition, they took it out. You know, that's halachic revisionism. So forth. They eliminated that, and there are no more pictures. But I've spoken to Mismachim of Chaim Berlin, but from that era, they said, yes, you went to the office, there was a picture of Kook. That's all. So anyhow, so the Maharal has a pshat. The Maharal says an interesting nekuda here in the Gevurat Hashem. That's the name of the Perush on Agoda. It's in Perush Memches. Hagam shemekayim ha-mitzvah with the air of teichol masas b'kashayis, and this is the lashon of it, mikol mokum im eichol yeser mekayim gam kein mitzvah. This is the language. Mitzvah v'al kein posak. Now here's an interesting nafkamina and a psak, that if it's a full-fledged mitzvah of achilas matzah, and what type of style do you have to eat it? The Hasiba. You have to be leading and so forth. So he said that if you're going to eat more matzah besides your original kazayas, which we know must have Hasiba, and if this is a mitzvah too, you want to have the mitzvah, you have to do it Hasiba. If you didn't do it Hasiba, you're not going to be behind the mitzvah. Because it's a kiyum, that's ma'akev in the kiyum of the mitzvah. That would be the nafkin. But if it's not a mitzvah, So we're not saying that you shouldn't go chatzila eat everything should be done by Siva. But if you neglected that, you're not lacking part of the mitzvah. That's what the Maharal said. This is the language. Let me say it again here. I admit to the El Tech Lamatis, because I have been called Mokham in Eichel Yesa Mikhaim Damkein Mitzvah. Now, Kane Pasek, the whole Masha Eichel Beleel Rishon, Sir Chatzila. And that's already brought in, that was brought in the Bach, brings down a similar thing, and in some other Afrenim, discuss that. Now, so now, going back to the same Rambam that we started out with, so of course I refer many times to the Shiurim of the Rav, which have been taken from the notes of Michal Shurkin, who was a mishpacha of the Rav, who produced these four in the Harei Kedem, which are shiurim taken from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zal's, one of my rabbeim, for over in Moedim and many other places. So in the second chelik of Harei Kedem, Simon Tzadik Ches, he talks about this Rambam. The Rav deals with this Rambam, and what is his problem? And he even mentions the achrenim that had this loshon. Shagam achi loshon. No, misha ochel kazayis yot veichel losho. So what does that mean? Ma bol alamdeinu. What is the Rambam trying to tell us? Here he was yotzei veichel losho. So, but what if I have to eat more? So he's saying that the Maharal, the Meshiv Dover, the Netziv, and also the Avnei Nezer, but all explain there's no shear to eating matzah the night of Pesach. There's no shear. Whatever you eat is going to be a mitzvah. But you have to eat at least a kazayah. A minimum kazayah. But whatever you're eating is going to be a mitzvah. So that's the way of formulating the hasbara of that. That's what he's telling you. The be'emes ain shear of matzah the leil Pesach. For matzah shu'eich will be klava mitzvah. They have to take one matzah. But the kolapagas you have to have the kazayas. That's the way, it seems to be. However, there's a problem. There's a problem, is noticed in different scoring from a Yerushalmi that Tesis brings in Kedusha. basis in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph says the following. They're talking there about the I think in that Tesis is the one of the few places that the Tesis mentions the Ebenezer. Ebenezer, you know. You rarely think of the Ebenezer being a Tesis. That's one of the places that Ebenezer is mentioned. Anyhow, but the Yerushalmi, the Tesis quotes, where they're talking about the Din of Chodesh. Chodesh, you know. And so, Din of Chodesh, the question is, why not the first night of Pesach, which is not the Heter of Chodesh yet? When is the Heter the next morning of the Omer? Or even if you say you didn't have the Omer, but the Yom of this, the 16th day should be the Matir. There's a whole configuration, how you explain that, in the they brought in the Gemara, talks about it. So, but you say, well, why not eat from the Chodesh when they came into Eretz Yisrael? The Esa Dechalechasa. There's a Mitzvah, Esa Labeel Terechul Masas. There's a love that the Lech Vekoli Vechama Roso Kulad Yetzam Ayom Azeh, which is love, but Bo Esa Dechalechasa. So Tesis, so the Yerushalmi says, it's a Gzeira, Gzeias Rishan, Gzeias Sheni, Gzeias Rishan, also Gzeias Sheni. So they said, ain't hooking on me. They could have done it, but they're afraid they'll eat more than what they're supposed to be. Now, if there's still a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah after the first Kezias, so what's the problem? So it seems Araya just the opposite. That's the kasha they want to say. It seems to be a stark Araya that there is no mitzvah after that. Otherwise, it should be the continuum of them. That's what he's saying. Muchach Sas, a mitzvah klal, because Zayah Sheni. He not only brings that to love, but the others that brought that same sefer, Divrei Shleima, brings it down too, that same particular kasha. That's why it's not day for the Leishasa. That's the point they want to make. So that's all part of the question. So what do we arrive at, actually? That he said we want to explain the Rambam in a different approach, and he comes back to the same Rambam that we had there in that was Perik Vav Aloha Yud Aleph, that where the Rambam Midivri Seifin Shem Matkir Nacha Matzah Klum El Alpha Pish Ochel Matzah V'Ochel Achreel Macholos Achayus U'Perik Yitzin Behem Chayzah V'Echol Kezayis Matzah the Achreina U'Pesik. So there, the Rav goes into what we said before. What about that Kezias of the Afikamen? What role does that play? Is that part of a Maisa Achil of a Mitzvah? Or is it just in order that it should have the Tom Matzah Besiv? In other words, you're eating the Afikamen, so you don't, that there remains the taste of Matzah in your mouth. That's the whole question. Is that Midine Matzah? Or Mishum Zechel Matzah Shenechel Ala Seva? Is it some sort of a simon or memory issue? So the point that he wants to make is the following: that the he feels that the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh in the understanding of the function of the Afikamen, but the Rosh insists that the Inyan of eating the Afikamen is basically Tom Matzah Betiv. And the other Rishonim, well, we're not going to say that. The other Rishonim want to say that the Din Matzah Be'achrein is Midine Matzah. It's from the Dining of Matzah. And if it's from the Dining of Matzah, it has an element of Mitzvah in it. That's the point. So we're supposing what happens in this case. This is the Eicha Timsa. Person ate the matzah at the end. He ate the matzah. But what happened is that he didn't do what it says you're supposed to do. After you eat the matzah, up it came in. No more eating. You know, they want no more snacks, no dessert, no nothing. So a person, why? The point is, we say, Pashtus, say Tom Matzah B'Tiv. to be the Tom Master of Thieves. If he's going to have after that some sort of a nice pesadic cake or dessert or so forth, where's going to be the Tom Master? Supposing a person ignored that. So the question is, so he's Mavatl, what did he do? He consciously or unconsciously Mavatl the Dean, Tom Master of the Thieves. So under those circumstances, does it mean that he has to do something over again? Or if it was only a deen and a deenim of matzah, he ate, he had a mitzvah of matzah, that's a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessitate going over and eating matzah again, or if he already benched, we'll see soon in the Shulchan Aruch, how far the Shulchan Aruch goes in reference to such a situation. So that would be a significant nafkamina. In other words, it's the eating of tzidvorim acherim after the apikamen maybe is not a ikuv in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That's the point. If it's not an ikuv, you don't have to repeat it. He was very fulfilled it. I do remain tam matzah. That's a secondary maisa. The full mitzvah of that night is the erev teichel matzah. You fulfilled it. So that's what the Rambam says. Just 1 minute. I'll hear in a minute. So when the Rambam says, Misha ochel kezayis, yotze yotze yedecha vasa. So what's the pshat? Yedei matze yotze. Although he ate other things after that. The kiyam, there was no lessening of the kiyam of the achilas matzah in that, because even eating matzah more than a kezayis is a mitzvah, and you did not dilute the mitzvah by eating something afterwards. That's the point. Yes, what were you going to say?
Let's say, in the middle of the meal, he doesn't designate that the matzah he's eating during the meal to the afterwards. He ate a lot of matzah during the meal.
Right.
So can he say afterwards, oh, I can't eat anymore. I ate more than my kazayas. I ate the kazayas by motzi matzah. I ate a kazayas by
right.
Zeka Lemitra Kilo, and now I ate another whole kazayas by the meal.
Well, actually,
can he say that should be...
Actually, he can't say it. This is all talking about a de'evit situation. That's what it is. There has to be... There is a deen of Afikaymah. There is a deen.
Right.
So he can't say it, but we're going to see how the Shulchan Aruch sets this up. They from one stage to another between the Mechaber and the Ramor. So that's the, for example, let's take a look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which I...
According to Rambam, the
Yeah,
they're
missing, but it's not an equal. It's not an equal in the Kiyam of the Matzah.
No, right.
That's right.
What?
Well, it, of course not. The Avikayman is a Chiyuv. The question is, what's the nature of that Chiyuv? That's the way the Rav puts it. Is it from the Dinim of Matzah? If it's on the Dinim of Matzah, that's all part of it. Well, is it just the Indian of Tom Matzah? And it's not from the Dinim of Matzah. That's the whole point. So, look at the next... Where they have two sheets for the Shulchan Aruch. With the Morgan Avraham. Okay. Here we are. Sheet number 5. Look at number 5. There we are. Sheet 5. Look down. Simon Tuffai and Zion. Look down here. Yeah, talking about. You know, actually, let's learn the Shulchan Aruch here. You know, we learned before Pesach. It's all part of the theme of the Shulchan Aruch also. Sinan Tophai and Zion, Dine Achilas Afikaymen, he says. Ubo Bei Sifin. Of course, the word Afikaymen, there are different interpretations in the Gemara. One says it's just a Greek word, you know. Another, it says that they make a, out of Aramis, Afiku, come out and take. In other words, it's like the end of the Suda, take away the table and the other foods and so forth. The Afikamar called Asuda, Eichlami Matza Hashmura, Tachas Hamapa, Kazayas, Kol Echad, Zecha Lepesa, Anechal Al Seba, the Ochlena the Hasiba, the Lo Yavorech Olav, the Zoya Lo Echle Kedim Chateis, just as if it would be the Pesach. That's we're trying to fulfill that deen, even though the Halach is like the Rabbanim against the Belozab and Azai, that the Pesach could be Nechal even after Chateis. But he asks, it says it can't be done after that. The Yagdim Atzma Shigam Ahalil Yikra Kayim Atzay. Because if this is, remember, when they brought the Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, they said Hallel. They said not only Hallel on the end of the day by the Haklava, when the different Nishmeiros went in, the Kitos, one after another, to be make the Shita, the Korban Pesach, and one after another went out. So also at night, there was Halela. The Or Yehuda says Halela, the Poke Igre. When the Jewish people, when I said Hallel, it split the rooftops. You know, everybody heard it. It was Hallel. That's the Shir. That's the Din and Shira of the. That's why even the originally the Minig was Minig Ashkenaz. The older Minig Ashkenaz did not say Hallel in the Shul the night of Pesach.
Right.
I remember that. They were saying when I was growing up, there was strict Ashkenaz Shul. Did not say Hallel. I think, and I don't know, the Groyer Shul, I don't know whether that, probably not. Minig Ashkenaz did not. But later on, it really was under the, I would say, the influence of the Brisker and others, Reb Chaim, who was an Ashkenaz, a Litvak, you know, very strict when it came to that. It was very anti-Hasidic. The Hasidim was saying Hallel. But nevertheless, he said that it's important to say Hallel the night of Pesach. That's a special din in Shira, because Pashtus, the Gemara, the Mishnah in the Gila says that certain things are good kol hayayim, from the time of Amud HaShachar, all the way down to the face, and so forth. So the mentions Kriyas HaMegila kol hayayim, and the different things, Kriyas HaTeira kol hayayim. You don't have a Kriyas HaTeira b'layla. That which we lay in the Teira, the night of Simchas Teira, is a Pella. How could everybody has kashas on that? What's what Maisa does? All right, I'm saying they understood that, but others have to give a teretz. One of the teretz is two teretz into that. One teretz is that in the Migdish by Hakel, the second night of Sukkot, the Melech was up on a bima and he read Mishnah Teretz. So that's a remez to Hakel. The other teretz is that, forgetting about Hakel, when you take out a Sefer Torah or in Kadesh, you just take it, don't take it out to walk around with it. You must use it for a purpose of Kriya. That's why it's a big Indian say, well, I want to take out a paper Torah and show it off to the Goyim. That's improper. You can show it, open it up to okay, let them look at it, but not to take it out, you know.
We didn't have prophets that night.
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm just saying. So this is it has to be a tzeiach to it. So coming back now to Hallel, Hallel is just said during the day. That's according to the Mishnah there in Megillah. So what is this? This is called Beleil, Shir Beleil Chag. It's from a snatch of the Pasuk in Yeshaya that we sing Shira for the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Chag. So it seems there's a din of Shira. So that's the halacha of Hallel. That's why they're very much makbed on it. There's a whole discussion out of it. Anybody wants to see it, take a look in the Shiurim of the Rav, the Shiurim Lezecha Abba Meiri, one of those Yotzai Shiurim in the first year on Kriyashma, but one of the big notes, extensive notes, he talks about this whole Inyan of Hallel at night. In fact, some want to say that the Dean of Hallel at night is also a Kiyam in Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's also part of the Tzipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is specific for that night. It's not a Din and Zeva. That's a whole lumbus. But let's get back, hear what we're saying again here. So here the Mechaber says, now, it says, Im Shochach. Now we're coming to Afikamen. Im Shochach v'lo achol Afikamen. V'lo nisker hachen notal yodav. And let's say he washed already Mayim Afikamen. Oh, Sha'ama Havlon and Avorech, we're getting ready to bench, is Eichol Afikamen, Beloi Bracha, Elo Birchas Ameitzi, being Lo Nisker Atcha Birchas Amoza. Now look how far this is going. He Nisker, if he reminds himself, Kaden Shabir Beitri Hagopen, Remember, that's the third kush. The third kush is by benching. Is Yito Yodov, look how far. The Yavoret HaMetzi, the Yisrael Alafi Kaiman. And what is it? The Yavza, the Yavora Birvis HaMoza, the Yavora Beret Yagovin, the Yishta HaKosh. The Imro Niska Ad Acha Shabdira Beret Yagovin, Lo Yisrael Alafi Kaiman, the Yismach Al Matza Sheofel Besei Chasuda. Shekulan Shmua Sein Mishas Lisha. They're all Shmua, because not everybody could have the hiddur. Today we have a luxury in our day and age. We can eat what we call matzah shmur, nishas ktir. But you know, in principle, we said many shurim like that. All matzah is shmur. If it wasn't shmur, it wouldn't be good. And so the least shmur is nishas lisha. The most extreme best shmur, nishas ktir. The next is nishas tchina, the grinding. And the minimal is Mishas Lisha. So he said if he didn't have, at least they would have Matzah Shmuz Mishas Lisha. Al-Bemakam Shenoga Lasa Shima La-Matzah Shmitzah Mishas Ktira Afila Lo-Zofa Ad-Acha Halel Yitol Yodav Yavorach HaMetzah V'Yechol Afikainas. And then he says Yavzi Yavorach HaLakais Vein Lachish Lachish Shumash HaMetzah V'Alakaisas. Because that was the question, you're being wasted by the cases. He says you're not concerned about it because it was a toss. Now the Morgan Avraham just makes one little comment.
Why does the Chaber make a difference whether or not he said the word for your girlfriend? If he said that.
What?
So you have to bench with a coach?
Yeah, that's right. That's why that has to be with the coach.
So you
saw Mechon,
the
Matzah
ate during the meal.
That's correct. That's what he's telling us. Now, there the Morgan Avraham says in that Sif Cotton Hay, very briefly, Yismach al Matzah. Afoti Sho'ochal Achreha Dvori Machavim. He ate other things after it. Yotza Bidevit. So the Morgan Avraham seems to say that Indian of the tam matzah is not the ikar tam. The ikar tam is as long as he ate, you know, from the afikam, or as long as he ate the ikar afikam, or so forth, or something that represents the afikam, which is the ikar, the kiyam of matzah. The other thing is not that particular as essential in the whole inyan. Now, the rav, of course, discusses this particular thing, and when the Rambam says shachilosam hi mitzvah, so that din of achichil, as he said before, is part of the ikra mitzvah. It's part of the chiv of matzah. So if he ate dvorim achreim and he mentioned he had birus hamazon, that he's saying if it's part of the chiv of ikra of matzah, he's going to have to go and bench again. Make a mercy again because he didn't fulfill that as part of the ikar, if that was the fulfillment of the deen of matzah, the total deen of matzah. That's what he wants to come to say. However, in the final analysis, what the Rav says that this loshen, shachi loshen yah mitzvah, the kavana is akazayas matzah b'achreina hu ikar mitzvah matzah. And like Tesis says, even though which I said before, that is the Tesis in Kufchav on the Aleph, he because I is Achman. But he has a very strong ha'or that it's hard to say that. And what is the reason why? Because the Rambam has a Shita. We're talking about a Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that every all of the Achilles, for example, where he mentions there, you have to dip in a chavesus. So here by the afikamen, it doesn't say anything about tivul. He leaves it out. He doesn't say that. So it's a simon that is not the ikar. The ikar is the ikar deen of achilas matzah. Matzah more the kair of the carpus. If you say Ikra Kiyam because Zayas Achon, well, you saw Lat Bimo Gam came but Chaseis. You should have dipped it into the Chaseis. So it must mean that Zayas Achon is not the Ikra Mitzvah Matzah. The Ikra Kiyam of Erev Teichum Matzahs is when? Is the Bekazayas Rishon. So what does the Rambam Mana mean by saying Shagam Bachiloson Yanitzra? What is that? That we shouldn't say that the whole thing is, they say the following, the whole name of the mitzvah, since the whole mitzvah is the Kazayas Rishon, but we shouldn't think that any matzah that you eat after that doesn't have any element of mitzvah, of mitzvah's matzah. But that's not the Ikum, the Achilles Deen of Kiyam Matzah, like Tesha says, but the Rambam saying it has a Deen of Mitzvah in it, but it's not the Ikum. It's all an extension of the whole night of the Indian of the Erev Teichum Matzah. So it would come out according to that if you somehow you dispense with the Afikamen and so forth, that the Eved, since you already Yaisa the Ikum Mitzvah of the Achilles Matzah, it would be good. But according to Tesha's, if that was the Ikum and so forth, that gives you the lachats, the pressure, you better have to do everything all over again. That would be the basic knock demeanor. That's the point.
Yeah. According to Rambam, with the original matzah, can we make the bracha?
What?
You have to dip it into charoset?
Yeah, according to Rambam. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You would have everything you have to dip in charoset. We don't do that.
Right.
You know, however, we do have a remez what we do when we do keirach. And when we do keirach, it says that they should dip it, you take keirach, matzah, mur. But if you do put it, you try to dip it with the chareishes. But then that's
what
that
is.
What?
You dip it in chareishes, you take away the tamas.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that depends how much, you know. You know, I have to tell you what, as the Dori people are fighting how much chareishes they're going to have. They forget that they're eating a mitzvah or matzah, they're worried about eating the chareishes. The people are shoveling it on. That's all. In fact, the lesson is, it says, Yatzil. When you take the mor, yeah, and you dip it in the chareishes and the yanahir, shake it off so that it does not disturb or distort the taste of what you're supposed to taste. That's very important.
Yeah, what he's saying is that because the Rambam doesn't hold that you have to dip the apikam, that you shouldn't dip the apikam, and
yeah,
that maybe because he doesn't want to lose the tama.
Well, no, that's not the, that's not the,
yeah.
No,
well,
otherwise, if that would be the Ikar.
Right, but there's no din of Tam Matzah by the first, but he has become and he makes the point.
That's an interesting horror, but it seems, even by all the cases where we're talking about the Achila of Mitzvah, you dip in the Chareishes. So the Afikamen is a sort of an afterthought. It's a special deen of Tam Matzah.
Right.
That's all that it is. It's not a deen Kazayas that is the equal in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Hasiba. Well, that's a kasher. Don't like the hakasher, I mean, on that particular thing. Yeah, well, maybe you can make a chilek that the only time that when it's the Ikar Chiyuv, when it's the Ikar Chiyuv, it's going to be Deicha. Although it's still a mitzvah, but since it's a mitzvah of what we, there's some that make a chilek that way, between Chiyuv and Chiyuv. In other words, although it's not a Chiyuv, but if you ate matzah later, it would be a Chiyuv. So in order to be Deicha, the Chodesh, you have to Chiyuv with Chiyuv. Chiyuv is not enough. So that's the way it would be the Hezbollah to explain that particular kasha.
So what?
It
shouldn't be
safer then. No, I mean, but that's not the point. The point is it should be, that's by the Dean of Bittul, Dabba Shein, Dabba Shein, Yeshua Matirim, is low bottle.
Right.
That's all. Yeah, and there's no choice here. You wait till later, but later you won't have the mitzvah of Teichum Matzah. You have to wait till the next day. It's too late, of Teichum Matzah. So that would be the filter. All right, look, Abaisa, Yashikaya to everybody. That's a concluding shiur before Pesach. I'm a little bit busy next week. You have Shabbos HaGadol and other things. So I wish you all a Chag Pesach Sameach.
Has left the conference.